are you gonna tell me about your plan or not?
Just a minute, Fluke. Some of you out there may be wondering why Fluke sounds the way he does. Well, see, 2 weeks ago, he came over here to record skits with me. He was coughing and hacking, something awful. Anyway, I decided to help him out and whip up a batch of my super cure-all. I gave it to him, and it did get rid of his cold, but it made his voice sound like a chicken with its nuts cut off.
Chickens don't have nuts.
Will you let me finish, please? I've got one next to me, though. Anyway, the doctor came and examined Fluke and said the reason that his voice was so high was that one of his tonsils was shorter than the other. He told me to tie a string to the short tonsil and tie the other end to a doorknob. When I slam the door, his tonsil will be pulled down even with the other one, and his voice should return to normal. Well, that's just what I did, but I pulled it too far, and the result was that Fluke now has a super low voice. I was just about to tell Fluke my master idea for restoring his voice when we ended the tape last week. On purpose, of course.
Of course, and you realize, of course, that my voice has been like this for the past week. You and I have both been standing here frozen waiting for you to tell me your plan. Now, what is it?
I forgot.
Oh, shit.
Fluke, how game are you?
What do you mean?
I mean, listen, you've got a super low voice now. When I gave you the batch of super cure-all, your voice was normal. After you drank it, your voice got high. Maybe if I give you the batch now, your voice will return to...
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not going through that again. First you make my voice high, then low, then high, then low, then high, then...
Oh, no, no, Fluke, you don't understand. Since your voice is low now, the drink will bring your voice back to normal. Let's try it, okay? Come on, what have we got to lose?
My voice, that's what. If my voice gets any lower, I can be the sound effect for a bathtub drain.
Well, you stay here. I'll go whip up another batch. Okay, Fluke, keep your fingers crossed.
Here we go again. Well, is my voice changing?
Ah, shit, it didn't work.
Who the hell do you think you are? Building up my hopes like you did. I'd kick you.
Fast for doing such a stupid, idiotic thing like whipping up another batch of that shit.
Fluke.
In fact, I think I'll start right now. Where's my boot? There's nothing I like more than a nice red ass.
Fluke.
Shut up. I'm going to make that ass so red people will mistake it for the inside of a watermelon.
Fluke, don't you realize that your voice is back to normal?
Of course I realize that my voice is... normal? Hey, you're right. It is back to normal. That stuff worked. It worked. It worked.
I told you I was a genius.
Oh, my beautiful dulcet tones have returned to my throat.
Unnatural.
My throat. My... oh, swell. My cold has returned to my throat, too.
Yes, well, just what I need right now. This is how the whole thing started!
Say, Stu, I was wondering, since your voice is so high, I wonder what the effect would be if you drank that stuff.
I don't know. It may make it so my voice would be so high no one could hear me.
Except dogs, of course. They're the only ones who ever listen to you anyway.
I know. I'm talking to one right now.
Well, let's find out.
Let's find out. I already know that you're a dog.
Listen, you. I'd rather sound like a dog than a chimpanzee. No, I mean find out how that drink would affect your voice.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. In the first place, I don't have a cough. And in the second place...
Well, I'll just have to slug you in the back.
Oh!
Ah! Now you have a cough. Let's find out.
No, Fluke, no! 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 No!
Okay, now say something.
What do you want me to say? Aha! My voice is so high it has no effect on it. What do you...
think about. What did you say? That drink didn't have any effect on me. Hey, what do you know? It changed my voice. It made it lower. Testing... 1, 2, 3. Wow. Thanks, Fluke. That drink made me sound my age.
You idiot! That voice you've got is mine!
Oh, well, that's the way it goes, I guess. I think I'll try out my new voice. 84 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent.
This
is great. What a nice change. I'm glad I don't sound like that puke anymore.
Give me my voice, you!